This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav, Avos Mishnah Yud, Chamisha Kinyonim, Kona Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. Hashem acquired, there's five acquisitions Hashem acquired in this world. So even though Hashem created the entire world and everything is His, the five things that He calls acquisitions, because He treasures them more than anything else. Just as an item one pays to acquire must be precious to him, else he would not spend the money on it, says the Medrash Shmuel. So these five are called Hashem's acquisitions, because they are especially precious to him. Ve'elu hein, and these are they. Torah kinyan echad. Torah is one acquisition. Shemayim v'oretz kinyan echad. Shemayim v'oretz is the second acquisition. Avram kinyan echad. Avram is one acquisition. Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is one of Kinyan Echad, another acquisition. Beis HaMikdash, Kinyan Echad, and the temple is another acquisition. The Beis HaMikdash is one other acquisition. Now the Torah obviously is the most cherished of all that five acquisitions of Tiferes Yisrael, because it's the whole purpose for creation. The whole world is created that mankind would hear the Dvar Hashem, which is in the Torah, and follow it. Shemayim va'aretz are the necessary environment in which people can learn Torah and do the tzivuim of the Torah. And therefore, everything in the heaven and the earth was designed for that purpose. Avram was beloved to Hashem, as we know, was the first one to fulfill the goal of creation, by teaching the word of Torah to others, says Tiferes Yisrael. As he traveled everywhere, he spread the awareness of Hashem, and therefore, people began to abandon their Avodah Zarah, and recognize that Hashem is the one true God. That's why he called Avram Oyhavi, the one I love. These are Kinyan Echad, Yisrael, Kinyan Echad. After Avram's Niftah, his children, his offspring, they continued the way, spreading the Torah to the world, the knowledge of Hashem to the world. And therefore, said first of all, that's why they're also Kinyan Echad, his prize acquisition. And Beis HaMikdash Kinyan Echad, When the Shekhinah returns to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash will be the source in which the Torah and the purpose of creation comes forth. So Meila Vada Nevada, that's why it's also from his prized acquisitions. Tekin Echad Minay, says the Gemara, Shlichsiv, says the Mishnah, I'm sorry, Perek Zavav Mishnah Yod. Torah is called the Kinyan. Where do we see it's called the Kinyan? Because it says the Pasuk in Mishlei. Hashem konani reishis darakoi, kedem follow me oz. Hashem acquired me, which is the Torah at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. It became before creation, as we know. When Hashem decided to create the world, he wrote the Torah to serve as his blueprint. And then Hashem created the world, up in that blueprint. That's his reishis darakoi. Kedem follow. At the beginning of his ways, Me'oz, before his works of old. Shemayim v'oz minayim, the Sivkoyah Ma'ashem, Hashemayim kisi, the Shemayim is my footstool. V'oz, I'm sorry, Hashemayim kisi is my footstool, as his throne, I'm sorry. The throne, kisi v'oz hadom ragli, is the chair of the throne, and the oz hadom ragli is the footstool. What is the house you built for me? And where is the place of my resting? The world is full of Hashem's acquisitions. So this is referring that the earth is acquisition of Hashem. And as I said before, Hashem is stating that there's nothing in the world that's big enough to hold Hashem's presence. Nothing built by man, which fills the whole universe, with the entire heavens as his throne, and the entire earth as his footstool. So here the Medrash Shmuel says that since Hashem uses that as his symbol of his monarchy, to show that he's the ruler by showing that the heavens is his throne, that's we see that that's part of his acquisition. The fact, says the Medrash Shmuel, that Hashem chose the earth itself to be his footstool, to be the Hadoim Radli is also demonstrates the significance of the earth. But the proof is not as strong because the footstool is of lesser importance than the throne. Therefore, that's why we give another raya, kol ha'aretz kinyanecha. Avram, minayin ha'ad v'ra Hashem's, Avram's to the kinyan, d'chsev, v'yivrachev, v'yoyme. Hashem gave a bracha. No, it was Malki Tzedek gave a bracha to Avram. Malki Tzedek gave a bracha to Avram. Said, Baruch Avram, l'kel elyon, k'nei shemayim v'aretz. Blessed is Avram by Hashem who makes the heavens and the earth. So the Bryce's understanding that the words make of heaven and earth is going on Avram. Blessed Avram by Hashem because Avram is the maker of heaven and earth. Because they exist in his merit. So therefore it's one of Hashem's acquisitions. Since we said heaven as earth is his acquisition. So if the person who enables them to exist is also certainly deserves that title also. Yisrael minayin. How do we know Yisrael is also considered one of the kinyanim? It says the siv adi avam chashem adi avam zukanisa until the people pass through. Hashem, until the people that you have acquired passes through, that you kanisa you acquired. It's right to klal Yisrael. And more. The Pasuk says, V'oim l'kdoishim asher ba'oretz heima. Pasuk also says, for the holy people who are on earth, ha'v'adire kochef tzivam, and the adirim, the mighty ones, all my desires for them. But here it says, all the desire of Hashem is for Yidin, the holy ones, because they fulfill the purpose of this, what the world was created. Therefore, they're called the one Hashem's acquisition. So even though the first pasuk states explicitly that Klal Yisrael is the acquisition of Hashem, it doesn't prove on its own that Yisrael is an acquisition in the sense of a beloved possession, since the verse was stated right after they left Mitzrayim. It might mean that Hashem acquired Jewish people literal sense by freeing them from slavery. He acquired them, but the second verse shows that Hashem acquired them because they were precious to Him. Adir kochev tzevah, He has a desire for them. It's a nigdish minayin. How do we know the basic mission is called the sim mochon the shiftachon pa'al to Hashem? The foundation of your dwelling place, Hashem. Mikdash Hashem, kolu yadechon, mikdash anoi kolu yadechon. The sanctuary of Hashem that your hands established. So it says mufurish that Hashem used both hands, kavi yachol, to create the basic mikdash, even though by contrast, this is more in the attack of Ksubus Daf Hei. In contrast, it says the creation of the world, there was only one hand, my hand. So if we say that, it says the Medrash Shmuel, that the heaven and the earth, Dan Shemayim V'Oretz, which was only created with one hand of Hashem, this is his acquisition, but it's certainly something that was created with two hands. V'Oimer, V'Yiviyem, Al-Kul Kotzah, Hazel, Konsu, Yemino, Hashem brought him to his sacred boundary. Hazel, Konsu, Yemino, this mount that is Konsu, Yemino, that not only the Mikdash itself, but also the mountain on which the case Hashem's treasure. That's what the Bible says. And may we see this Kavaldik Yisoy, that this is all the acquisitions of Hashem and makes the great possessions that Hashem desired and acquired. And therefore, we if we see how it's endeared to Hashem, obviously we have to also understand and promote and live with that Zah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.